Welcome to the Gigabyte Podcast. I'm Mayor Tracy Markley, and I'm so excited to share my conversations with community members and local business owners. So grab a bite and let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much to all of you watching on YouTube and those listening wherever podcasts are available. We're so glad you've joined us. And today, I am so glad to have festival co-chairs, the festival chair, Heidi Solandros, vice chair, Keddie Lane, from Peninsula Art League. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So nice to have you.
It's our pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves, your background with Peninsula Art League, otherwise known as PAL. A lot of us know you as PAL, and your involvement with the Summer Art Festival, which is, I hear it's the 37th anniversary.
It is, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's always on my birthday weekend, so it's my favorite event,
or one of them.
I know I shouldn't be very biased, but it's one of my favorite events.
Well, you could, you know, look online and see the artists and pre-pick out your birthday gift.
My mom takes me every year, and I pick out my present from her every year.
Okay. That's our
tradition.
Actually, this year we have the catalog out there on our website.
Oh, that's so great.
You can flip through and see all 110.
Then I don't have to walk maybe through all 110 if it's 89 degrees. Yeah. No, I still will.
That's
my favorite part. I like to meet the artists and all of that. So so tell us a little bit about yourselves and your background with PAL.
Way back, I actually did get a degree in fine art and then didn't do anything with it specifically. I ended up in various things. At that point in time, you could be a gallery worker or an art teacher. So I continued to do my art just on my own and then worked in advertising for a while. Yeah. Ended up in event planning. And I think then once I retired, I did join the Art League and volunteered at the festival like back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And then we had COVID and then we got to start it back up.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I really want to get involved again. And so last year I assisted on it and then this year decided to go for it. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's been exciting and rewarding with all of the changes we've been doing.
Yeah.
So
how about you?
So I'm from Southern California. Mm-hmm. I majored in art at UCLA. And I've actually been drawing or painting as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. So I think I joined PAL probably the year before Heidi did. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently the treasurer.
Nice.
And the web designer.
Oh.
Yeah.
And whatever else comes up. But it's a great organization to belong to.
Well, we sure love it when you guys come and put your displays in the Civic Center. It's just so, it brightens up the whole hallway there. And it's just, it's fun to see everything from children's art to the fine art. You know, it's fun. It's beautiful. I love it when you guys have displays there. So what makes Peninsula Art League special? And can you tell us a little bit about your members, the members that belong to PAL?
You know, we're actually a large organization and growing.
Yeah.
So we started off the year with about 140 members. We are now up to almost 200.
Wow.
And so we've been averaging about 6 to 12 new members a month.
That's
since
great.
December when we launched our new, our improved website.
That's great.
Yeah. Everybody is, they love to volunteer, so it's a great organization. It's a great place to meet people and make new friends. Mm-hmm. And I really like that a lot. Mm-hmm. And we have some amazingly talented artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you certainly do. And is it just drawings and paintings, or is it pottery and other kind of art? What types of art are involved? Or artists do you have?
We do. There's a lot of painters, whether it's watercolor or acrylic. We have fiber artists, and we do have some woodworkers coming in, and we have sculptors.
Great.
So, and I think if people went to the garden tour last year, some of our members were there for the plein air.
That's neat.
So, yeah.
That's
there
neat.
Is.
So the Summer Art Festival is happening this weekend, the 15th and the 16th. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about the event and what people can expect?
Well, we've got about 108 vendors lined up for that. So yeah, it's really good. The street will be full down there on Judson.
And closed.
And closed,
for safety.
Friday night it's closed, so be ready. And we'll do all the setup Friday night. And then Saturday the festival is from 10 to 6. And on Sunday it's from 10 to 5. We're going to have music this year, which is great because that has been missing for a little while. And I think we have 7 different bands playing.
Oh, that's so fun.
Throughout the weekend. Yeah. We have a kids' corner with a lot of activities for kids to come and paint. Or there's a balloon guy who's going to be there
doing the
Tacoma Twister gentleman. Yeah, that'll be fun for the kids. And it'll be items that they can take home with too. And then, let's see, we have our member art show in the Timberland Bank that we do every year. And just food, of course.
Yes. I know, everyone's always like, food. Will there be food?
There
will there be
food.
Ice cream? Will there,
there
be something cold?
And actually, we've got the music and the food all in one area.
Oh, that's great.
You know, families could hang out easily and, and take that in and then take a stroll down the street and...
Super fun.
We have more variety in our food offerings this year. So
good.
That'll make people happy.
Great.
Yeah, that and a lot of new artists as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too. So that's exciting.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. 37 years. I just, I feel like, I mean, I've been going since I was a kid, but it just seems so weird to think that it's been that many years. Yeah. Time just flies on by, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so how can people best reach you if they have specific questions about PAL, membership, the festival, kind of anything? And we also will have your contact information under the in the description, under the YouTube video, and also on the audio podcast sites, so people can find you there. But it's always nice if you can tell people where, where to best reach you.
PeninsulaArtLeague.org, which is our new improved website, has a Contact Us button. And if you click on that button, not only will you see all of the officers and the different volunteer groups, but you will be able to actually contact one of us with any questions you have.
Great.
And our response time is pretty good. We try to respond within the day.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you have, is it an e-newsletter? Or a newsletter that's kind of new as well?
Yes, we have a beautiful new newsletter.
Yeah.
That is actually in Flip HTML technology. So it's very cool. Anyone can subscribe to it. I mentioned that we have about 200 members, but we have about 300 people who subscribe to our newsletter.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So we're very proud of that.
I like to give plugs for people's newsletters and any way that you can, you know, contact and they can contact you and learn more about you. And I flipped through there and I think we put a link in my top five, like probably a month or two ago in kind of in preparation for this and having you guys on. So thank you so much for, I love what you guys do. And thanks for being here. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah.
Really appreciate
it. We do have one little surprise for you.
Oh, you do.
We do. Yep. Can you reach it?
And you can hold up your signs, too, if you want people to see those a little bit more.
Sure, because we've done all new marketing this year.
Yeah,
and branding. So, yeah, this is that sign.
Oh, thank you so much. Would you like me to open it now on
live
on camera? Okay, this is a special episode, everybody. I have never gotten a present on like live video. Thank you.
It's your pre-festival birthday
present. Yes, how exciting. So exciting. Oh, I love it.
So this is a box of festival swag.
Nice. I love swag. This is great. I am so excited. Oh, this is so cute. An apron.
Yep.
Love
the new
it.
Logo. Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this is fantastic.
Welcome. Oh,
I love the pockets. I might just have to become an artist so that I can, although I tried, I've tried the, where you paint, someone like tells you how to paint and you have all the colors and you have all the things you need and it never looks like what they're telling me to paint. So I'll get better.
That's the good thing about art. It just, you know, it's what comes out.
It evolves.
It is. It's
and it's almost actually kind of surprising what comes out while you're painting, even if you're not an artist. The emotion that you feel and the different, just the different things that you feel when you're just trying to copy it, but you want it to be your own too. So I think that's fun about art.
And relaxing.
It is relaxing, I have to say. I've been to three now. I'm good. Holding up. I've been to three now. See, I can count Gig Harbor. I've been to three now. And it is, it's fun. And you have just an opportunity to hang out with your friends and just get to know the artist a little bit, or the instructor, whoever's teaching you. And it's great. Do you guys do events like that? Like paint nights or anything like that?
Not for the community, no. Mm-hmm. But I do think it actually would be a fun thing to do.
I think it would be very fun.
Yeah.
We'll even open up City Hall for you if you'd like to use our facility. So.
Well, and thank you to the city for sponsoring the festival as well.
Of course, absolutely.
It's greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you both again so much for being here. It was really fun to have you. And thank you for my swag. Yeah. I love it.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned for our local business spotlight. Welcome back to the Gigabyte Podcast. Each episode, we feature a local business, hear more about their story and how you can support them. And today, I have Allison Howard, owner of Invitation Bookshop, joining us. Welcome.
Thank
so glad
you.
To have you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Me. So, so tell us a little bit about yourself and the history and inspiration behind Invitation Bookshop.
Oh, gosh. I feel like the bookshop was decades in the making before it actually happened. Right out of college, I worked in academic publishing and for a literary agent, but then spent 19 years in education. And when I needed a change from education, going back to books, it was always about books, even when I was an English teacher. So going back to books just felt very, very natural. And Gig Harbor at the time didn't have a new bookstore. We had the two used bookstores, but mostly books had closed and Borders was gone.
Yeah.
So it was just a gap that we really felt like we could fill.
Yeah, that I love that. So what makes your store unique? And is there anything special about you that you would like our listeners to know?
I think one of the joys of independent bookshops, as opposed to, you know, your big stores like Barnes & Noble, is that each of us has our own personality that's very much about the communities that we're in. You know, so no matter where you go to an indie bookshop, you're going to get like a little bit different flavor, a little bit different experience. And so that's one of the joys of having an independent bookstore, is it gets to be a reflection of the community and a part of the community, which really is what independent bookstores are. You know, we're community spaces.
So do you carry other things besides books, like gifts or anything
we
like
do.
That? You do?
We carry puzzles and a small selection of games. We have we focus on local makers or woman-owned businesses.
Yeah.
So most of our greeting cards, I think, are all woman-owned. I think there might be one line that's not. It's since been sold, and so it's corporate. But the focus is always on small woman-owned businesses or local. Our candles are sourced out of Tacoma.
Nice.
So we try to maintain that focus.
That's great. I haven't been in there in a while. I'm overdue. I'm overdue for a visit. Can you describe the different types, like you kind of just did, the different types of books and products that you offer?
Absolutely. We have books for all ages, from board books for babies up to, you know, adult books in all genres. Our staff really reads widely, so we have staff members who really specialize in fantasy or literary fiction. We have a couple staff members who are really into mysteries and thrillers.
Yeah.
So when you come into our store, you can come in and really get personalized recommendations from people who know the books that are on the shelves and are reading those books.
That's great. Where can our listeners find you, and what is the best way to reach you if they have questions? And we'll have your information also in the description under the podcast, but tell us where we can find you.
So we are at 5125 Olympic Drive. We're just south of Harbor Greens in that same little area where Heritage Bank is, if you're familiar with Mood Furniture. We're in the space where Mood used to be.
Okay.
We are also on all the socials at Invitation Bookshop, and if you have any questions, you can reach out to us. We have a website, a full service website. And
great.
I think that's something a lot of people don't realize, is that you can reserve books on our website.
Oh, that's great.
And pick them up in store. It shows live stock of what we actually have on our shelves.
Fantastic.
We ship, we do all the things. So.
Nice. You wouldn't necessarily expect that from a smaller independent bookstore. So that is great that you have that technology, and I might utilize that for
sure. A lot of people don't. We actually just recently got asked if we were a chain because we had such a full service website. We can also find our events on our website.
That's great. So. That's great. Anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you personally or about your shop?
I think a lot of people don't realize that independent bookstores, even though they're small and locally owned, are part of a larger industry and a larger trade organizations. So we have access to authors and, you know, bulk ordering and things like that. So, you know, we're currently, one of our things that we're trying to do is we're getting more authors in schools. We're trying to make our events program more robust. We just recently had a local author who launched her book before her national tour. So Marie Bostwick, her book just came out. We had 45 people in the store. It was just celebratory and amazing and packed and fantastic. And then we, you know, even go as local as Jim Erickson just released a book recently on Fisher scones.
Yes.
And so he came to the store and was giving out scones.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, even as a small indie store, we can bring a lot of those, you know, community events and community experiences. Yeah. And that's one of our favorite things to do.
That's really neat. I will have to pay more attention to your calendar. I love meeting local authors. It's one of my favorite
things.
We
have so many.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I so enjoy learning more about you and your store, and I'll visit very soon.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you all for tuning in. I hope you'll join us again next time.